Margaret, good morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
I'm sitting here laughing to myself because I'm a wee bit off today, right? Do you want me to tell you why? Two reasons.
Yes.
One, this is day five, don't try this at home, of me trying again to be on 600 odd calories a day in one of these restricted calorie things that I'm going to fail at. But I'm sitting here, I could nearly fall asleep with so little energy, right? And secondly, I'm devastated at being 42. I feel like I'm about 90 at 42. 42 is so old.
You are a young thing.
No,
you
I'm not.
So lucky. I'm 70. And I've more years behind me than I have in front of me. Get out there and enjoy yourself. Stop worrying. It's only a number.
70?
Yes.
I don't even know, with all due respect, Margaret, if I still want to be alive when I'm 70.
I've never had such a good time. Your kids are growing up. You have no worries. You just have to enjoy
but
life.
Sure, at 70, everything's going droopy and downhill and, you know, your pains.
Oh, maybe you.
But you know what I mean, Margaret?
No way, Stephen. 70's the new 50.
Is life really good at 70?
You're 42. You're only a child.
So what do you start doing then when you're 70?
Well, I've been doing it for a few years now. You go out and enjoy yourself when you have the energy.
So I'm seriously a little bit kind of... Do you know what I'm also a wee bit devastated at, Margaret? Can you believe that there has not been one politician in Stormont who has wished me a happy birthday?
Is that right?
Can you believe that Martin McGuinness?
Terrible.
Can you believe Martin McGuinness hasn't sent a birthday message? Can you believe?
Yeah, because you're younger than him.
Can you believe Peter Robinson has not said, Stephen, happy birthday?
Oh, that's not right, Stephen. Not right at all. But you hear, you enjoy yourself.
Unbelievable. Not one politician, Margaret.
Not one.
What on earth? And Gregory. Gregory.
Gregory, your best friend, too.
Gregory come on this morning. Didn't even mention my birthday. Not a word.
Right?
Not a word. I wonder what the BBC will have bought me for my birthday. I'll be expecting...
It's not sweet.
I'll be expecting the controller. You call him Peter, right? I'll be expecting him to come down with a gold watch.
Oh, yes. No less.
And a new contract. That's too close to the truth, actually. Okay. Margaret, thank you. Morning
Happy
to you.
Birthday.
Hello, Vincent.
How are you, Stephen? You okay?
How are you doing?
Stephen, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Listen, I'm just listening, but you said you didn't want to live until you were at least 70.
No, I can't think of anything worse than crawling along with all pains and arthritis and double the weight I currently am at 70. Can't think of anything worse.
Well, listen, we're only here for a wee short while. Why do you not just work away and then you retire, enjoy the rest of your life like the way that everybody should do, you know, because we're only here for a short time, you know.
I have this wee thing in my head, Vincent, that I'll retire at 50. That gives me another 8 years in the BBC, if the BBC wants me.
Can I tell you something, Stephen? Now, I had a very good neighbour and a friend, and he took early retirement at 59.
Yeah.
You know, he was dead and buried within 3 years.
Really?
You know? Yes. And because it wasn't health issues, so it might have been towards the end of his life, but I think it was because, you know, he might have been just had nothing to do. So I'm 57. I'm going to work till I drop, Stephen, and then when I can't work anymore, I'm going to live my life to the full.
No, but see, why would you work till you drop? You see, I do have this kind of vision in my head, right? I've never talked about this before, actually, but I've got this vision in my head that I work 7 days a week at the minute, right? But so I get.
There's nothing wrong with that, Stephen.
Yeah, but I get the 50. I say that's it. I then go off. I spend maybe 4 or 5 months a year in Santa Monica, LA, all that kind of malarkey, and then
I
go bowling here. I could take up bowling, and maybe I wonder, is that wee snooker club up in the West Circular Road? I could go up and play snooker during the day. I could go out and have lunch.
I've got the hobby for you. Come up and join our karate club. You'd like that. So you was.
I was driving down home the other day, Vincent. Maybe I don't. What age is Connor Bradford?
Connor's brilliant. I'd say Connor's in his 60s.
Connor is brilliant. Connor's one of the best presenters we have. I love Connor. I wonder is Connor 70 yet?
Do you know what he done yesterday?
60. I'll tell you what he did the other day. I was driving down home, right? And there was this cyclist in front of me, Vincent, keeping me back. And I was about to toot the horn, and I saw this kind of sophisticated shape. And I thought, it's not. And I wound down the window. It was Conor Bradford on his bike.
Brilliant. Do you know what he done yesterday, Stephen?
Yes.
He was on Evening Extra.
Was he?
But he made a mistake and says, welcome to Good Morning Ulster.
Brilliant. All right, Vincent, thank you. Morning to you. Bobby. Morning, Bobby.
Happy birthday to you. You were born in the zoo with the monkeys and the donkeys and the big kangaroo. Even you don't know who this is?
I do not.
You do not? Do you remember stealing my orange juice on the back of Nookfoot?
Stealing your orange juice?
Yes, when you worked in the co-op in the West Circular.
I did
when
work.
When he was a boy in Lavan.
I do.
Well, I was a driver.
I most certainly did not steal orange juice, or dare you?
Every time I took the milk into the co-op, you and Wendy were stealing the orange juice on the back of the milk float.
I
just had to remind you up when you were 42.
I deny that.
Trust me, Wendy lives around the corner from me now. He was living in South Africa where I went, but he's living around the corner from me now, and him and I had a laugh about this.
I worked in the petrol station. Ricky used to own it. Ricky McLaren used to own the petrol station.
That's right.
On the West Circular Road. I worked there for about 10 years.
Yes. We also went to school with my two sons, by the way.
I wonder why that garage ever closed down.
I don't know.
It was a gold mine, that garage.
Well, as I say, I came from the East. I'm still in the East, so I only knew it because I'd done the book up there, but I love
High feet and you know what I've been? It's just a coincidence. Over the last few days, I've been kind of meeting a lot of people from my youth. I was up watching Lisburn Distillery under 19s two nights ago, up in East Belfast, and they're a brilliant team. Absolutely, but it's the first time I've seen them, and these youngsters were absolutely brilliant. And a guy that I used to play football for from Bloomfield Youth, a guy called Philip Shannon. And right. Philip is now one of the coaches of the football team. And I used to play in that pitch with him. And I went up and I stood in the sideline. There's him as the coach there. And here's me kind of watching his team. And I stood there and it brought me back to when I was 13 years of age. Standing that pitch. Seriously. My goodness.
Well, Stephen, wish I was your age again. I'm 69 now, so.
69?
Yeah.
God's sake. Happy 69th year, Ben Bobby. Here's Anne in Belfast. Morning, Bobby. Hello, Anne.
Happy birthday, Stephen. And forget about the politicians. Who needs them? You're only a boy. I have a son the same age. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Stephen. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more.
That's really kind, Anne.
Many, many more. It's only a number, Stephen. You're only a lad. Enjoy yourself.
I'm quite
make the best of it, love.
I'm quite devastated by it. Oh. What do you think of this, Lord Anne, saying this to me? Malachy O'Doherty's with us today. Morning, Malachy.
How are you doing, Stephen?
I feel like I've one foot in a grave, Malachy.
Well, you have, because when you think about it, you know, 42, as far as you can remember back, if you cast forward, then it's over, isn't it? You're 84. But it dawned on me when I read your piece about your birthday, I am old enough to be your father. And then I thought to myself, well, if I'm, you know, and I don't have a son, you know, so you could be the wee lad I never had, you know. And I could, I mean, I wouldn't want to sit you on my knee, but I could still give you a wee bit of sagely advice.
So what can I expect now, Malachy? All downhill from here?
Well, there's a few things that you can expect. One is that takes you by surprise is that time accelerates. So each successive year just feels a little bit shorter than the one before it. And that can be quite confusing, you know, which means that although you've actually got another 40 years before you're 80 or 38 years, you actually only have half that in terms of how you feel it. But the other... So that's a worry, that's a worry. But the other thing that you need to bear in mind is if you've got this kind of master plan that when you get to the end, you're going to relax and you're going to enjoy your
50.
Leisure.
50 and I'm out.
Well, that's a bad plan. That's a bad plan because you need practice at leisure. You need to learn how to enjoy your leisure. You need to take a wee bit more of it progressively. You know, it's like getting the hang of anything else. You don't want to be sitting at home when you're 50 or 55 and feeling bored and thinking, oh God, what am I going to do?
So stay. So you think I should stay? We're out of time, by the way, but thank you very much. You think I should stay at this until I'm at 90?
You should start taking more time off now. Get the hang of hanging loose.
Malachy, thank you very much indeed. Not one politician from Stormont has wished me a happy birthday. What does that say? No Marty, no Peter, none of them.